Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, May 11th, 2025.
Philippines midterm elections and China's influence. On May 10, 2025, the Philippines will hold midterm elections that could reshape the country's future and its relationship with China. With around 110 million people, the nation is seeing a rise in political rallies and voter surveys, making China's influence a hot topic. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is stressing the importance of Philippine sovereignty in the South China Sea, where tensions with China are escalating. He has questioned whether the country should return to former President Rodrigo Duterte's approach of fostering closer ties with China. Many voters now prefer candidates who prioritize sovereignty in maritime disputes. The Philippine Senate, made up of 24 members, plays a vital role in shaping laws and foreign policy. The results of these elections will not only determine the Senate's makeup but also influence Marcos's remaining years in office. Analysts like Victor Andres Dindo Manhit believe a strong mandate for Marcos could define his leadership and impact the 2028 presidential race. As the elections approach, the political landscape is evolving, with rising disinformation complicating the conversation.
Federal judge blocks Trump administration's overhaul. A federal judge in San Francisco has put a stop to the Trump administration's major government overhaul. Judge Susan Ilston ruled that Congress did not give the administration the green light to make large staffing cuts or restructure federal agencies. This decision follows a lawsuit from a coalition of unions, nonprofit organizations, and local governments claiming Trump overstepped his authority. The ruling halts mass layoffs or job cuts for 14 days, with a hearing set for May 22, 2025, to discuss a longer-term court order. This case raises important questions about the balance of power between the executive branch and Congress. What could this mean for the future of government operations?
Escalation of India-Pakistan conflict, May 10, 2025. On May 10, 2025, tensions flared dramatically between India and Pakistan as both nations blamed each other for attacks on military bases. Pakistan retaliated with missile strikes against Indian installations, claiming it was in response to India's actions against its air bases. Reports indicate casualties on both sides, underscoring the seriousness of the situation. This conflict is rooted in a long-standing dispute over Kashmir, a region both countries have claimed since the partition of British India in 1947. The situation worsened after a terrorist attack in Kashmir in April 2025, which India attributed to Pakistan, a claim Pakistan denies. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called for both nations to reopen direct communication to avoid further miscalculations. He offered U.S. assistance to help ease tensions and initiate peace negotiations. The ongoing cycle of military actions highlights the urgent need for mediation to stabilize the region and prevent further loss of life.
China's economic struggles amid trade tensions. China is facing serious economic challenges as factory gate prices drop and consumer spending stalls. In April 2025, wholesale prices fell by 2.7% compared to last year, marking the steepest decline in 6 months, while consumer prices dipped by 0.1%. The government aims for around 5% growth this year, but issues like a prolonged decline in home sales, high household debt, and job instability make this goal tough to reach. The ongoing trade war with the United States adds to the pressure, raising trade barriers and cutting exports. However, there's hope for resolution as trade talks are set to begin in Switzerland. To encourage spending, the Chinese government is introducing financial support measures, including cash injections into the economy. Major retailers like JD.com and Alibaba are now focusing on domestic consumers, adapting to low buyer sentiment. Meanwhile, global investment banks, including Goldman Sachs, have revised their growth forecast for China, projecting below the official target. These developments could significantly impact both local and global markets.
Iran's firm stance on nuclear rights.
Iran's foreign minister, Saeed Abbasarachi, has declared that the country will firmly uphold its nuclear rights in ongoing negotiations with the United States. This statement comes just a day before the fourth round of indirect talks in Oman. Arachi emphasizes Iran's commitment to the treaty that prevents the spread of nuclear weapons and its right to peacefully use nuclear energy, including uranium enrichment. He insists that Iran does not seek nuclear weapons, as they contradict its security principles. While he remains hopeful for a positive outcome, he warns that Iran will not yield its nuclear rights if the talks aim to take them away. These discussions follow the U.S. withdrawal from the agreement designed to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for easing sanctions. With tensions rising, the stakes are high for both sides.
UK government's immigration policy changes. On May 10, 2025, the UK government, led by Prime Minister Keir Starmer, announced significant changes to immigration rules, aiming to end what they called a failed free market experiment in mass immigration. The new plan will limit skilled worker visas to jobs requiring a graduate-level education and restrict lower-skilled visas to critical areas for the economy. This shift responds to growing community demand and the recent success of the right-wing Reform UK party. Interior Minister Yvette Cooper stressed the importance of these changes to address public concerns about immigration levels. In return for the new visa restrictions, businesses will need to improve training programs for local workers. Recent statistics show net migration to the UK hit a record high of 906,000 in the year leading up to June 2023, a sharp rise from 184,000 in 2019. These proposed changes are part of an upcoming policy document aimed at regaining control over immigration and adapting to the new political landscape after Brexit.
Trump administration considers suspending rights for deportation. The Trump administration is weighing options to suspend the right to challenge detention, aiming to speed up the deportation of undocumented migrants. They see the influx of migrants as an invasion, which they believe justifies this drastic move. Historically, this right has been paused during major crises, like the Civil War under President Abraham Lincoln. However, any suspension would need approval from Congress, which could be challenging given the slim Republican control in both the House and Senate. Previous attempts to use extraordinary powers for deportations have faced legal hurdles, highlighting a contentious relationship between the executive and judicial branches. Critics warn that halting this right could violate essential freedoms, raising serious questions about the future of civil liberties in America.
U.S. states challenge Trump's energy order. 15 U.S. states have launched a bold legal challenge against President Donald Trump over his executive order declaring a national energy emergency to speed up fossil fuel development. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown announced this significant lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington. The complaint argues that Trump's order violates the National Emergencies Act of 1976, which limits emergency powers to real crises. Brown condemned the declaration as fake, noting that U.S. energy production is at an all-time high. This lawsuit aims to overturn the executive order and prevent federal agencies from issuing fast-tracked permits based on it. The states involved, California, Arizona, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin, are standing up against federal energy policies. This legal battle raises important questions about the future of energy policy in America.
U.S.-China trade talks in Geneva. U.S. and Chinese officials are set to meet in Geneva, Switzerland, on May 10, 2025, to tackle the ongoing trade war between the two largest economies. This meeting follows President Trump's announcement of sweeping tariffs on April 2, which have caused big changes in global markets. While investors are hopeful yet cautious about potential improvements, major breakthroughs are not expected. The trade war has led to counteractions from China, creating unpredictability in financial markets and affecting consumer prices. As the situation unfolds, all parties must carefully manage these complicated trade relationships. Will this meeting finally bring an end to the trade war?
Gaza water crisis. Urgent warning from the Palestinian Water Authority. The Palestinian Water Authority has issued a serious warning about a critical water crisis in the Gaza Strip, worsened by ongoing military actions. Currently, 85% of water and sanitation facilities are damaged, leaving residents with barely enough water to survive, just 3 to 5 liters per person each day, far below the World Health Organization's recommended minimum of 15 liters. This dire situation poses significant health threats, as untreated wastewater is being released into neighborhoods, forcing many to rely on salty, undrinkable water. The PWA has blamed Israel for violating human rights laws and is calling for an immediate end to military operations and the blockade. Meanwhile, the Hamas-run government claims that Israel is committing crimes against over 2 million civilians by enforcing a blockade that has kept all crossings closed for 70 days, blocking around 39,000 aid trucks carrying vital supplies. Access to Gaza was shut down on March 2, 2025, following a ceasefire deal with Hamas, but disagreements have delayed the next phase. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza continues to escalate, urgently calling for international attention and action.
U.S.-Israeli humanitarian aid plan faces opposition in Gaza. A new initiative by the United States and Israel to deliver humanitarian aid in the Gaza Strip has sparked a wave of anger among local residents. Many Gazans feel this plan undermines their dignity and bypasses established international relief efforts. With around 2 million Palestinians living under blockade since 2007, the situation has led to severe food insecurity and a lack of medical supplies. Plan aims to provide food to about 1.2 million people, which is roughly 60% of Gaza's population. Managed by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, it involves U.S. contractors and the Israeli military for security. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee announced the initiative, claiming it will prevent the militant group Hamas from diverting aid. However, residents like Mohammed El-Ajrami express deep mistrust towards any initiative involving those they blame for their suffering. Humanitarian worker Rami Al-Najjar insists that aid must come through neutral channels, as people trust international organizations to deliver assistance fairly. Political analyst Hassam Al-Dajani warns that this plan could push the population further away, urging the United Nations to take the lead in providing unbiased relief. This situation highlights the complexities of delivering aid in conflict zones and the critical need for trust.
Tensions rise along the line of control. On May 10, 2025, Indian forces launched an unprovoked attack along the line of control, the border dividing Kashmir controlled by India and Pakistan. Pakistani security sources labeled this a breach of a recent truce between the two nations. This area has been a hotspot since the first Indo-Pakistani War in 1947-48, with many ceasefire agreements frequently violated. The latest incident raises serious concerns about regional security and the risk of escalating conflict. The situation is fluid, and international observers are closely monitoring developments. Civilians living near the line of control could face severe consequences, potentially leading to a humanitarian crisis. What does this mean for those caught in the crossfire? The international community is likely to respond, as any escalation could have significant implications for global security and diplomatic relations.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.